Hallelujah.
Blog Talk
Hallelujah.
Radio.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. His God lives at me. Oh, glory, hallelujah, Jesus lives at me. He brought me out of the miry clay. He put my faith on thy rock to see. He put a song in my mouth today. A song and a praise. Hallelujah. He brought me out of the miry clay. He put my faith on that rock to see. He put a song in my mouth today. A song and a praise. Hallelujah. 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 He God is at me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's all that me. For glory, hallelujah. He's all that me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's all that me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's all that me. For glory, hallelujah. He's all that me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey, God, it's at me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey, God, it's at me. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Jesus, he's at me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey, God, it's at me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey, God, it's at me. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Jesus, he's at me. Jesus came to lead us out of sin and sorrow. He brought us out of the miry clay, put our feet on the rock to stay. He put a song in our mouth today, a song and a praise. If you read through the Bible, you see God is interested in lifting people. God already lifts people, you know, upgrades people. Joseph was lifted from prison to the palace and became a prime minister in a foreign land. David was lifted by God from shepherd boy to become the king of Israel. And Daniel was lifted from a house boy to an elder statesman in a foreign land. And then Esther, who was supposed to be a housekeeper, God lifted her from being a house girl to becoming the queen of a foreign land. You know, so God has always been interested in lifting people. God is interested in promoting you, uplifting you, upgrading you to new heights, to new levels. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Bishop Barry Davis, you are welcome. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you, Archbishop, in the name of Jesus.
Yeah, we thank God.
Amen.
Yeah, we thank God. God is a good God.
Yes, he is.
Yes. The meeting we had was a good one, and it was very edifying. We all shared our hearts. It was very interesting, though you couldn't say all true. I'm going to do just 10 minutes, and then I'll hand over to you. Hello?
Amen.
I'm going to do 10 minutes, and then I'm going to hand over to you. Yeah.
Amen.
Lifted, I've been lifted by his blood. out of sin and sorrow into the presence of the Lord. Are you lifted? Lifted, we are lifted. Are you lifted by his power? Out of sin and sorrow into the presence of thy Lord. Are you lifted, lifted? We are lifted. I am lifted by his blood. Out of sin and sorrow into the presence of thy Lord. We are lifted, lifted. We are lifted. Are you lifted by his power? Out of sin and sorrow into the presence of the Lord. Are you lifted, lifted? You are lifted. You are lifted by his blood. Out of sin and sorrow into the presence of thy Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
As we are approaching Easter, Easter is around the corner. Most of our teachings are preaching are going to be gearing towards that because one of the greatest things that has ever happened to mankind is the death of Jesus Christ on Calvary's cross. It is the greatest thing that ever happened to mankind, to humanity. And Easter period. It is time when we remember the grace of God, the mercy, and the favor of God upon us human beings. You know, so I'm just going to do a couple of minutes, and then the woman of God is very ready to share with us what God has placed in her heart. I tell you, God's going to bless every one of you tonight. Y'all welcome from all over the world. I can see so many brethren and a lot of Christians and ministers and servants of God have keyed in from around the globe. God bless you all. God is not going to fail you. He's going to meet your need right here in the Our Miracles Radio and TV Ministries of the Jesus Christ Global Mission, reaching you all the way from Langham, Maryland, USA. This is Archbishop Stephen John Biokro and our honorable co-host, Bishop Barry Davy. She's going to be
Amen.
With us in a couple of minutes. But I want to draw attention to one of the things Jesus did through his death. Jesus, through his death, he raised us and lifted us from grass to grace by the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
Promoted and uplifted and upgraded. Revelation chapter 1 verse 6. Revelation chapter 1 verse 6, he says, Christ has made us to be king and priest
yes.
unto God. Revelation chapter 1 verse 6. See, it started from verse 5. From verse 5, he says, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. Now look at verse 6. Christ has made us kings and priests unto God. It didn't stop there. This same statement is repeated in Revelation chapter 5, verse 10. When something is repeated in the Bible, know that it is very, very important. Anytime a particular statement is repeated again and again and again, know that it is very important what that statement is. That's why the repetition. You see, it's repeated again in Revelation chapter 5, verse 10. Revelation chapter 5, verse 10, it says, Christ has made us unto God king and priest, and we shall reign on earth. See? by the death of Jesus Christ, by that shedding of the blood, Christ has made us kings and priests. It is a promotion. It's an upliftment. It's an upgradement. It's an enthronement. Oh, I love God. Oh, no. I love Jesus. Ah! He picked you out of the miry clay and put your feet on the rock to stay, and then he put a song in your mouth. The whole Bible is demonstration of how God is interested in uplifting you, upgrading you. God did not create you to be in the dungeon. God did not create you to be in the prison yard. God did not create you just to be a shepherd boy. God didn't create you to be a house girl like Esther. If God didn't create you to be a servant like Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, you see, God was upgrading those people. God was uplifting those people. You read the whole story. Read the whole, you know, the Bible is full of promotion and upliftment and upgradement and enthronement. God is pulling you from grass to grace. God is bringing you up. Once upon a time in 1 Samuel chapter 9, I think on Samuel chapter 9, the story of Mephibosheth. Mephibosheth was a son of Jonathan, one of the sons of Jonathan. And David remembered that he once promised Jonathan that he would be a blessing to Jonathan and his seed. So David was now the king. David was now the king. And he remembered his promise. Where is Jonathan's children? I want to bless them. I promised Jonathan when he was alive that I would bless his family. Where is Jonathan's family? Where are his children? Then somebody said, King, oh king, we know of a son of Jonathan called Mephibosheth. But he lives far away in the village, in an unknown place. David said, go get him. Go get Mephibosheth. Get him here. So they went and brought Mephibosheth. 2 Samuel chapter 9. They went and brought Mephibosheth. As Mephibosheth was coming, Mephibosheth was wondering, does the king want to kill me? Why is the king inviting me to the palace? Then Mephibosheth made a statement which I want us to look at. Mephibosheth said, who am I, a dead dog, for a king to remember me and bring me to the palace? You see, Mephibosheth referred to himself as a dead dog. He undergraded, underrated himself. That is what it is. You see, we are all sinners. We are all lost in trespasses. Jesus Christ, through his blood, promoted us, upgraded us, and thrown us to higher heights. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I want you to know that the death of Jesus Christ was a great blessing to humanity because he upgraded you and uplifted you. Jesus is calling you today to come to the palace. My people said, arrive at the palace. And David said, oh, welcome, Mephibosheth. Don't be afraid. I didn't call you to kill you. I called you to be blessed. Mephibosheth, I promised your father, Jonathan, that I was going to be a blessing to his family. Now Jonathan is dead, and you, Mephibosheth, you are the son of Jonathan. Now for me to bless you, I want you to come and live with me in this palace so that where I'm eating on the table, that's where you will eat. Everything you need is here for you. If you need a car, my car is there for you to use. If you want to say you are living in this palace, Mephibosheth was surprised. What? How did I come into the palace? I'm supposed to be living in the, in the dorms. Oh, God is good. See, that is the nature of God. God is interested in upgrading you. God is interested in uplifting you. God is interested in taking you to new heights. That's what he says. He brought me out of the miry clay. He brought me out of the miry clay, and he put my feet on the rock to stay. He put a tongue in my mouth to sing. See? God has always upgraded people. Joseph was in the prison. Joseph was in the prison for something he did not do. And right there in the prison, God was with him, and God brought him from the prison and made him a prime minister in a foreign land. See, David was the shepherd boy, taking care of his father's sheep, far away in the desert. And God lifted him from a shepherd boy to become a king in a foreign land. Esther was a house girl. Esther.
Yes, amen.
And God pulled Esther from being a house girl to become a queen in a foreign land. The Bible is full of things like this. It's full of things. So God is not interested in you being downtrodden. God is not interested in you, you know, being at the bottom. He said, we shall be the head and not the tail. We shall be above and not beneath. We shall be the head and not the tail. It is moving forward and not moving backward. It is moving upward and not moving downward. God is in the business of upgrading you, uplifting you to a new high, to a new level. In the name of Jesus, the first shall be the last. The last shall be the first. I don't care where you are now. You may be at the bottom of the ladder. I don't care where you are now. You may be in the prison like Joseph. I don't care where you are now. You may be a house girl like Esther. I don't care where you are now. They made you a servant somewhere. God is in the business of uplifting his people. I want you to hook up with the Almighty God. Let him lead you from ground to grace. Let him lead you to new heights and new levels. I tell you, this message is for someone hearing this message. I tell you, God is about to change your situation. God is about to take you to new levels. God is about to do something new in your life. And I want you to begin to hook up with the Lord Jesus Christ. And have him into your life and let him upgrade you and uplift you and enthrone you to new heights. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
For blessing us now. We receive your word. Everyone is welcome. You are all welcome. In the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you. So we're going to listen to the woman of God, Bishop Barry Davis. She's going to share with us what God has placed in her heart. Over to you, Bishop Barry Davis. She's going to share with us right now.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise him. He deserves all of our praise and worship. Praise him. Praise him, for he awakened us into a new day. A new day. To hear his focus, to hear his word, to live his word, to serve him. Some people were not awakened on this day, and he chose to awaken us to complete our purpose, to be and live an eternal life. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Standing and being an unshakable Christian, standing on the foundation of Jesus Christ is my title, is God's message for today. Standing and being on an unshakable foundation in Jesus Christ.
Yes. Amen.
Let us go before the throne of grace. Most Heavenly Father, dear God, in the name Lord Jesus, Father God, we come before you this evening, Father, giving you more praise and glory, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that you first loved us first. We thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you gave your only begotten Son, Lord God, for us, Lord, to be able to have the opportunity to live an eternal life. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, as that decrease, Lord God, increase in me and deliver, Lord God, not of my word, Father, but of your word, Lord God, in the matches in the mighty name of King Jesus. In Jesus' word, in Jesus' name, I pray. Amen and amen. To God be the glory. Yes. Let us go to Matthew 7:24.
Yes.
Everyone who hears my teaching and applies it to his life can be compared to a wise man who built his house on an unshakable foundation. Amen?
Yes.
Let me read that again. This is a strong, strong, strong scripture. Everyone who hears my teaching and applies it to his life can be compared to a wise man who built his house on an unshakable foundation.
Yes.
Brothers and sisters in Christ, all should be standing. We're all expected to be standing on an unshakable foundation, the foundation in Jesus Christ. Amen?
Yes. Amen.
When the rain fell and the flood came with fierce winds beating up upon his house, it stood firm because of his strong foundation.
Yes.
But everyone who hears my teaching and does not apply it to his life can be compared to a foolish man who built his house on sand. We need to digest God's word. Jesus is teaching us something, and it's very important.
Amen.
We need to think about standing and being on an unshakable foundation.
Amen.
In today's world, people are walking and they're living the patterns of this world. When Jesus made it clear that be ye not conformed of this world, that's what he said. Don't become a follower or a pattern of this world.
Yes.
You're not standing on strong, unshakable foundation when you become one of those that become a pattern of this world.
Yes.
See, they're foundation problems, and they're deep-rooted problems.
Yes.
That can be traced back even sometimes to the ancestry of our generation.
Amen.
We need to understand this thing. Amen.
Amen.
That we need to be walking in the Word of God.
Yes.
We need to be standing and living on an unshakable foundation that will carry us strongly through the wiles of the enemy, of the devil, through the negative forces and the different things that are happening in this earth realm. Amen?
Amen.
For in Hebrews 3:4, for every house is built by someone, but God is the builder of everything. Amen? And when God is building his church on a strong foundation, it will withstand the things of the world. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
We've often been asked, people ask, and they are Christians, they ask, how do we become a strong foundation?
Yes.
And we're going to answer some of those things right here in this few minutes. Sharing God's word. See, when Paul was referring to the foundation, He said, yes. Jesus Christ is that foundation. And nobody yes. else can put down any other foundation for the church other than Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Putting it in another way, the church will not stand on any other foundation besides mm-hmm. Jesus Christ. The gospel, the good news from God about
yes.
salvation. It all has to do with standing on a strong foundation of Jesus Christ. How did Jesus lay down the foundation of the church? Well, the first thing we need to make a notation of, and that is that he established the church. He established the church.
Yes.
He taught his gospel. He taught the good news. And Jesus performed many miracles.
Man.
Jesus chose 12 men, and that's to be his apostles, including
yeah.
Peter, James, and John. He taught them, and he gave them authority to teach his name, sacred ordinances such as baptism. Now let us think about it. When Jesus ascended to heaven to sit on the right side, the right hand of God, he
yeah.
left us here on earth. He left us here on earth, Archbishop. He left us here to continue the work that he has started here on earth.
Yeah.
And we must have a strong, unshakable foundation to continue
yeah.
the work. Amen?
Amen.
We should be trusting in the Lord to have a strong foundation and know that the promises of God are sure. God's word does not return to him void. How do you build a strong foundation? We need to be abiding. That's walking
Amen.
And living in God's word. Amen.
Amen.
We need to be able to apply God's word to our lives, believing
Amen.
In it, living in it, trusting God, and applying it, and praying according to God's word. Amen?
Amen.
See, there are some things that God requires us to do.
Mm.
For one thing, we weren't created to live in this world to be struggling. God gave us fulfillment. We were created to live and to carry God's word, to do the work of
yeah.
Jesus Christ. That's winning souls and fulfillment of the Great Commission in Matthew 28:19. We need to be able to build our foundation stronger and unshakable in Jesus Christ.
Man.
So the question becomes, do I have a strong foundation? Am I living
yes.
upon a strong foundation? As
yes.
you ask yourself those questions, we got to study God's word. Go before the Lord. The Lord has given us these magnificent books that we find, the 66 books, to cement our foundation. That's to make it strong. We must pray. We must worship. We must be willing to follow Jesus Christ by serving God, by serving one another. Amen?
Amen.
We must be able to build a strong foundation by absolutely establishing within ourselves God's
yes.
word.
Amen.
We should be able to carry the gospel, win souls, and that's everybody's business, not just the fivefold ministry. God has commissioned each of us as he has repurpose that into winning souls.
Man.
So let's think about this thing. What actually causes a faulty, broken foundation? What causes that? Well, we can look at several things. We know that in Scripture, God is the builder. We know that. Because, as mentioned early in Hebrews 3:4, for every house is built by someone, but God is the builder of everything.
Yes.
What does that really mean? That means that you got to apply God's righteous teachings to your life. But to those that God is speaking to you to carry that gospel, you must be able to stand the fierce wind when it's beating against you, standing with faith, knowing that God is going to carry you through. Amen?
Amen.
We
got
to be able to build a strong foundation as Paul shared because of God's grace. He is a wise master builder who has laid the foundation, which we know is Jesus Christ. The church is built on Jesus. We must understand that that church is only as strong as the foundation that it's built on.
Yes.
See, we got to be able to understand ourselves and be honest and truthful. How strong is your foundation? Paul says that because of God's grace, he is a wise master builder. See, God is a master builder. We're not talking about the church with four walls. We're talking about you are the church. You have to be able to build that foundation to the point where it's unshakable. And I just shared with you some ways we can do that.
Yes.
How do you rebuild your foundation that has been cracked or one that's been broken? Renew your mind with the Word of God. Commit yourself and keep that commitment. And practice the Word of God. If you need to, go for deliverance. Live a life of praise and worship. Communicate with your daddy.
Yes.
You have to be able to talk to God. You got to hear his voice and know his voice when you hear it.
Yes.
There's some things that nobody else can put down but God. There's some things that you got to know that you got to know. And God is the builder of the church, foundation of it.
Mm-hmm.
We need to understand that God's word says in John 14:7-8, read the rest of the chapter.
Yes.
That God's word says that if you love me, you will follow my commands. That's what God tells us. He tells us that in no uncertain terms. We are meant to be disciples of Christ.
Yes.
When Jesus ascended to heaven, he ascended, leaving that work for us to carry. Are you able to carry God's word? Are you able to be a disciple of Christ by the kind of life you're living? Think about it. Are you able and are you willing? Are you actually doing the service of God? Ask yourself. You can be encouraged by going to God's word. You can go to God's word and the 91st Psalm. And it declares unto me that as long as I dwell in the secret place, amen, of the Most High, which is the Word of God, that I shall abide under the shadow, under the protection, and under the provision of the Almighty God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord
Thank
God. Because it's by God's grace, it's by his forgiveness, by his mercy, that we are still standing and walking in him. Amen? But God is not pleased. He wants us to grow in him. God wants us to grow in him.
Yes.
For 1,000 shall fall at one side and 10,000 at my right hand. But it shall not come down my dwelling. Only with mine eyes shall I behold and see the reward of the wicked. God has a reward for you when you strengthen your foundation.
Yes. Amen.
And you can strengthen it, yes, through reading God's word. It's a living word. You got to be able to communicate with God through prayer, and that's daily prayer. And I'm often asked, well, how long do I need to read God's word? At least an hour. At least an hour a day. That's at the bare minimum.
Amen.
You need to be able to read God's word so you can become more like Christ. Live and walk his word. Communicate with God. God is our refuge and habitation. God's word further says, no evil shall befall me, neither shall any plague or disease come now my dwelling. Your foundation is beginning to strengthen. The more you live and walk the word, the more you communicate with God daily through prayer, the more you are servicing him, your foundation begins to get to be stronger and stronger.
Yes.
Love God. Love your neighbor as yourself. Forgive others who have wronged you. Love your enemies. God tells us we have to pray for our enemies. He tells us that.
Yes.
You can store away blessings when you're following God's word. Ask God for forgiveness when you stumble up in sin. Jesus is the Messiah and was given the authority to forgive others. Repentance of the sin is very essential.
Yes.
Walking and standing and being on an unshakable foundation.
Man.
We know that there are four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. They were four evangelists. Did you know that? We need to be able to share God's word. If you don't share anything else, remember today, you can carry this to someone or many that have not taken the time to even listen to God's word today. Tell them that they can have a strong foundation. They can have the things of God by building a stronger relationship with God. So you got to have a relationship with him. How do you build a relationship? Through loving God, through following his command, through prayer, through walking and living his word, winning souls to Christ. God wants us off of that bottle to grow spiritual teeth in the wisdom of his word. Amen?
Amen.
If it comes to the point where you are so blessed, God gave his only begotten son, his only begotten son that walked this earth realm and died on that cross. Took 39 stripes for us, folks. But he rose again. Amen.
Yes.
And in that we can walk, in that we can walk with faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. We're standing or you're being on unshakable a foundation. What's the foundation? Living in Jesus Christ. Living on the foundation because God is a master builder. We've got to be able to live that, folks. Be encouraged that you are an ambassador.
Yes.
You are a chosen generation and a royal priesthood. You got to recognize who you are in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
You're a holy nation. You're a peculiar people.
That's
God has called us out of darkness and placed us into his marvelous light.
Yes.
You are light. Let people see the light that lives in you as you strengthen the foundation. It's not too late. It's not too late. Start building your foundation. Gather your family together and teach God's word to them. That strengthens you as well. Walking and standing, being on an unshakable foundation in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Being Galatians 3, it assures me that Christ has redeemed me and you as well from the curse of the law.
Yes.
And it's released me to the blessings of Abraham. We all got the blessings of Abraham.
Amen.
Thank God. Thank Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. You have given us the blessings of Abraham.
Yes.
God is steadily blessing. Be encouraged that you can reap more blessings. If you think you're blessed now, believe it or not, when you strengthen your foundation, you will become even stronger.
Amen.
In Christ. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
We need to walk. We need to live God's word. We need to share. We need to pray. And when you're praying in your prayer in Jesus' name, when you are praying, when you are praying in your prayer in Jesus' name.
Amen.
45 minutes is not a long time. To spend an hour is not a long time. To spend time in communicating with God. It's building your relationship with him stronger. You can't know a person or you can't know God if you don't spend any time with him.
Yes.
Through prayer. It's not one-sided. Because through prayer, you'll start communicating with God. Whatever he has for you, excuse me, you will hear it. It will be revealed. Spend that time with God. Renew your mind with the word of God. Commit yourself. Commit yourself. You can find other things to do, and you run and do whatever you want to do. You can commit yourself to God and stay with that commitment. You can live a life of praising and worshiping him. You can build sound, godly relationships by being the hands, feet, and mouthpiece for God. Amen.
Amen.
Let us all continue to serve him. Let us all continue to build a strong, unshakable foundation in Jesus Christ and God's word and serving and living what he commands us to do.
Yes.
Being and living an unshakable foundation in Jesus Christ. Let us go before the throne of grace. Most Heavenly Father, dear God, in the name, Lord Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for your word today.
Yes.
Thank you, Father, that you are telling us that you want us to walk in Jesus Christ in your word, standing as unshakable children of yours.
Yes, sir.
Standing on unshakable foundation that's in Jesus Christ. Father God, we thank you, Lord, that you
thank
want
you,
for us the best. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord God.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
That you want us off of that bottle, this nursing,
Amen.
A lot of your children. You want us to grow spiritual teeth and be able to feast on the meat of your word. That's wisdom, the wisdom of you, Father. Oh, Lord God, we thank you, Father.
Thank you.
We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you loved us first, Lord.
Yes,
that
Lord.
You gave up your only begotten son. When the angel Gabriel came to Mary, Lord God, you already had us in your plan, and we thank you, Lord. And she was receptive, Father, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Yes, that your son will be born named Jesus. Born in this world. And we thank you, Father, that he walked, Lord God, this earth realm blameless. We thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that as he hung on that cross, Lord God, he took 39 stripes, but, oh, Lord God, we thank you, Father, that he rose again. So, Lord, as we're being disciples of yours, undergird each and every one of us, Lord God. Strengthen your children that they may be walking unshakable Christians, as unshakable children of yours, standing on a strong foundation in you, Lord God. Oh, we thank
yes.
you, Father, in the name of Jesus.
Heavenly
Father, dear God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you, Lord
Amen.
God, to continually bless and keep us, undergird us, Lord, that as your children come before you, Father, in the name of Jesus,
Amen.
That you are continually, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, keeping them encouraged, Lord, that they stay with their commitment with you, Father, in the name of Jesus, praying to you, Lord God, on a daily basis. Oh, we thank
yes,
you,
yes,
Father,
yes.
in the name, Lord Jesus. Oh, we thank
Amen.
You, Father. We want to lift in prayer to you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Those that are sick, Father, heal them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, from the
Amen.
Very top of their head to the very sole of their feet. Lord God, we
yes.
thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that as they place
Amen.
Their hands on whatever part of their body, Lord God, in
yes.
the name of Jesus, that is paining them, Lord, that you heal it right now
yes.
in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, Lord God, we thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus,
yes.
that, Father, you are the healer. And we pray
yes.
miracles, Lord God, over your
yes.
children
yes.
all over the world, Lord, in the name of
yes.
Jesus, whether they have cancer, COVID, or whatever it is, Father, that they are
yes.
healed in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, we thank you, Father God. Lord God, we thank you, Jesus. Father, as we come before you in the name of Jesus, we ask you, Lord, for healing of any strokes or any mind
yes.
diseases, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord
Amen.
God, we pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, that any blood diseases
Amen.
Or anything, Father, you have healed them in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord
Amen.
God, we thank you, Father. Lord God, we thank you, Jesus, for Father, you are our refuge, Lord God. And you are my fortress, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we thank
Amen.
You, Lord, in advance, Lord God, that you have already healed us, Lord, from the
yes.
very top of our heads to the very sole of our feet. Oh, we thank
Amen.
You, Father. Oh, Lord
thank
God,
you.
We thank you, Jesus. Strengthen us your kind of glory. Strengthen us, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. Father God, we thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Father, as we come before you, Father, in the name, Lord Jesus, we just say, heal our families, Lord. We are praying
you,
prayers of peace, Lord, in the name of Jesus, in our home, to reduce and take
yes,
away
Lord.
Any family conflicts, that we're walking in unity, Father, in the name of Jesus, So we pray and pray of strength, Lord, of faith,
yes,
Father,
Lord,
in the name of Jesus. Oh,
amen.
We thank you, Lord God. We
thank
pray,
you,
Lord God, that all generational curses are broken, Father, in the name, Lord Jesus. Oh, we thank
amen.
You, Lord
amen.
God. We're praying
thank
for
you.
Our spiritual health, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. We're praying prayers of deliverance, Lord God. Thank you, Father, for mercy and forgiveness, Lord. In the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, in Jeremiah 29:11, that you say, I know the plans that you have for us, Lord God. You have plans of peace that will bring us to an expected end. Oh, we thank you, Lord God. In the name, Lord Jesus. Oh,
amen.
Hallelujah. We say thank you, Father. Oh, amen. Lord God, we say thank you, Jesus. Lord God,
amen.
We will walk, Lord God, in your word, Father. Oh, Father God, renew your children, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We're praying,
amen.
Lord God, prayers of fresh anointing, Father, in the name
yes.
of Jesus. We
amen.
Ask a favor, 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 Lord God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah,
amen.
Order our steps, Father, for each and every one of our family members, our neighbors, Lord God, do a new thing in their life, Father, in the
yes.
name of Jesus. Oh,
amen.
Hallelujah, we thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Father God, we thank you,
thank
Jesus.
You.
Heal any and all diseases and strokes and heart attacks. Take them away from your children's body, Lord God. You are healer. And we thank you,
amen.
Father, in advance. We declare and we decree, Father God, that every
yes.
petition that was brought before you, Lord God, has already been approved and delivered. We cover these prayer petitions with the miraculous and the supernatural blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you,
yes.
Lord God. We thank you,
thank
Jesus.
You.
Walk in
thank
faith. In faith. Faith is a substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Walk in
amen.
Faith that you have now been delivered in Jesus' matchless and mighty name. We pray. Amen,
amen.
And amen. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah for Global Missions Broadcasting. We thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, for Archbishop Stephen John and Pastor Felicia. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Lord Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, we thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' and mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Amen and amen. To God
hallelujah,
be the glory.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I tell you, God has blessed everyone today. I tell you, God has done something good in your life. There is salvation, healing, deliverance, and miracles.
Yes.
When somebody asks you a question, there is a question online here. Why do you call him Jesus? The reason we call him Jesus is that Jesus is the Savior of the world. You know, in the book of St. Luke chapter 1 and then Matthew chapter 1, say Jesus, his name shall be called Jesus because he is coming to save, to be the Savior
save
of the
world.
Amen. Yeah, so that question is answered. Brick Wafi, your question is answered. Jesus is the Savior of the world. He is coming to save.
Amen.
Favorite bath. There's another question here on the screen. What's your favorite bath? The favorite bath is John 3:16. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but shall have everlasting life.
Everlasting life, yes.
Yes. As the woman of God was preaching, there was a scripture that came alive. This scripture is found in Psalm 113, verse 7 and 8.
Yes.
We are winners. We are winners in Christ Jesus. Yes. Psalm 113, verse 7 and 8. He says, "He raised up the poor out of the dust, and lifted the needy out of the dunghill, that he may set him with princes, even with the princes of his people." He raised up the poor. Look at Psalm 113, verse 7 and 8. He raised up the poor out of the dust, and lifted the needy out of the dunghill, that he may set him with princes, even with the princes of his people. Is interested in uplifting you. God is interested in upgrading you, lifting you to new heights. That's our prayer.
Promoting
tonight.
You, yes, Lord.
Yes, he's a promoter. You know, let me sing a song for you. He is the glory and the lifter of my head.
Yes.
He is the glory and the lifter of my head. God, thou Lord, and see to me my glory and the lifter of my head. He is the glory and the lifter of my head. He is the glory and the lifter of my head. God, thou Lord, and see to me my glory and the lifter of my head. God is the glory and the lifter of our head. Psalm 3.
Yes.
He's the glory and the lifter of your head. The devil wants you to walk around with your head bowed.
Right.
And, you know, looking sad and angry and defeated. But I got good news for you. Psalm 3, it says, "But thou art achieved for me, O God, my glory and the lifter of my head." Psalm 3, verse 3. Psalm 3, verse 3. "Is the lifter of our head. He is the light of the world." Good, good. Yes, I can see on the screen here in paramount.com. Jesus is the light of the world. Yes, that is true. That is true.
Amen.
So, you see, God is interested in you being uplifted in life, being upgraded.
Yes.
God is not interested in you being downtrodden. God did not create you to be a servant. God did not create you to be, you know, crawling on the floor. God did not create you.
Or struggling,
you know, to be at the bottom of life. God has created us to lift up the poor out of the dust.
Living a life of fulfillment.
From the prison. Yes, now the word of God. He said, "We shall be above and not be left. We shall be the head and not the tail." Yes.
Yes.
Yes, I can see there's
the lingering, not the bar. That's right. Amen.
In San Francisco, doing my best. Pray for me. Yes, we pray for everyone. It's on this line. One in San Francisco. We pray God to bless you and solve your problems, meet all your needs, and they answer your prayers.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, may God touch you with his miracle working power. Yes, please.
Yes.
Email your prayer request. Feel free to email your prayer request. Put it on the screen so that we can handle them one by one. I think the prayer requests are coming on the screen. Yes.
Amen.
All right. Thank you so much. God bless you. Jesus loves
God
you
bless
and we
you.
Love you too. After we have run out of time, we're going to stop here today. And then we're going to continue on Saturday and Sunday next week. God bless
Amen.
You in the name of Jesus Christ.
Bless
you. And Jesus loves you too. Amen. Yeah, thank
amen.
You, Honorable Bishop. God bless you. Thank you so much. The Lord reward you abundantly. In the name
amen.
Of Jesus, for making us time to be with us on this occasion. God bless every
yeah.
one of you who participated in one way or the other. Jesus loves
amen.
You and we love you too. Amen and amen and amen.
Amen and amen. To God be the glory.
Yes. Thank you so much. God bless you all.
You're
in
welcome.
Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. So, Bishop Bar, God, I feel now.